We're going to talk about something near and dear to the hearts of Minnesotans, and that is the sauna. And we're going to talk about the complete sauna, or as we say in Minnesota, sauna experience, with Glenn Auerbach, who is known as the sauna guy here in the Twin Cities. And actually, it's pretty fascinating and a pretty fascinating and really interesting story about the sauna experience and what it does. And we'll talk about it in podcast 817, the Bob Davis Podcasts. Well, another experience in Minnesota is we have a lot of mid-century suburban homes. And if you've got one of these mid-century suburban homes that has two or three bedrooms and an unfinished basement, well, you know what I'm talking about. They can feel cramped. And you always look around and you think, boy, we should put a new bedroom on top of the house, or we should redo the basement or something to that effect. And when you're thinking about selling, if you own one of these homes and you got it at a certain point, you look around and you're like, wow, the cost to get a new house is pretty high. What about adding on? So if you have dreams about your house, wherever it is in the metro, I'm going to recommend Whitetail Builders, because they can do great work. Passed a house on a walk the other day where they had completely blown out the top of the house to build a bedroom, a master suite on top of one of these mid-century homes, and it's pretty cool. So it doesn't matter what your dream is. To build your dream, you need a builder who's going to be by your side from start to finish so that your expectations are met. And with Whitetail Builders, this is the thing. The process is just as important as the end result. So I'm happy to refer you to Whitetail Builders of Andover, Minnesota, Randy Graybow. If you go online, you can check them out at whitetailbuildersinc.com or click on the top of the page at thebobdavispodcast.com. There's a contact page there. You can leave your name and number and tell Whitetail your dreams. You can also see the work that they've done, and people really like Randy because he is there from start to finish with the owner to make sure that things get done to your specifications. You can call Whitetail at 612-282-8801, 612-282-8801. That's Randy Graybow's personal number, 612-282-8801. Whitetail is focused on the details, and they will be with you every step of the way. So check them out, whitetailbuildersinc.com, or click on the banner at the top of the page at thebobdavispodcast.com, and good luck with your dream. On your blog, you wrote about the New York Times article singing the praises of Finland, and I love what you wrote, because you said you don't have to move to Finland. Maybe you should embrace some of the concepts of Finnish life, like the sauna. And you had a great little phrase in there, which was to say, "Go within." And I think we should start there. Let's talk about that.
For sure. Yeah, happy to do that. Yeah, when I read the article, first of all, the article we're referencing has to do with Finland being named the world's happiest country. And there's all these measures that the World Happiness Federation, or one of these organizations that does this study, undertakes. And, you know, these Baltic countries, the Scandinavian countries in particular, were rated all within the top five. And I just kind of took notice to the way the New York Times spun that article. It was really funny. It says, if you want to be happy, move to Finland. And that just struck me right away, you know, without even reading the article, about maybe this is something deeper than just a headline about a philosophy here in the United States, where we're always trying to buy happiness or go to happiness or move to happiness instead of create our own happiness.
Yes. And you have a very interesting tool for creating happiness. And I want to introduce you as, you were introduced to me. We have a mutual friend, Tony Kiefer and Shauna. And he said, tell Glenn, Shauna says hello, but he said, this is the sauna guy. This is the guy you should talk to. So you're the guy in Minneapolis who has probably done more for, you know, disseminating knowledge about saunas and building saunas all over the place. So I guess we should start, you know, after that little missive about, you know, instead of trying to go to happiness, to get on a plane and buy a ticket to happiness, or get in a van and travel across the country, although that's pretty cool too. Let's talk about how you kind of got into this, and tell me about your experiences with sauna and why you do what you do.
Well, you know, you can wind the clock back to when I was a college student. I was traveling around Europe, and, you know, some people may find happiness on the Mediterranean coast, you know, topless beaches or whatever. But I found myself in the north of Scandinavia, and I was on an island with an American friend of mine that we were traveling around, hitchhiking around Europe. And up there, we ran into a couple of guys, and they were rebuilding a house on an island in the Baltic Sea between Sweden and Finland, and I just really took to that whole topography, the ice, the whole granite shield rock outcroppings and dotted islands, all this glacial form.
What time of the year was it?
Yeah, this was in the summer, but oddly enough, it was a really cold summer. It was just a cold, rainy summer, and just to find, you know, a roof over our heads, albeit a cabin that was being remodeled, was a victory. I mean, no wet sleeping bags, no wet tents, and we picked up on doing a remodel job for cash. It was great to like settle in one place, ride out this rainy season, and do construction. And the most formidable part was, after a long day of work, I know this is up in the Arctic Circle, and it was June, and it doesn't get dark, basically. It gets twilight, and the sun will drop to the horizon close to midnight. So at around 7 or 8 o'clock at night, we'd stop work, and we would head off in the boat to the Tome was his name, and his other uncle's island was accessible by boat, and we'd cruise over there where he had a wood-fired sauna, and we would pull up flounder and perch from the nets that were in the sea, in the Baltic Sea.
Wow.
We would boil potatoes, and we would take a sauna, and we'd hang out and drink vodka and beer until the wee hours of the morning, and it never got dark. But I'm telling you, it wasn't the booze that really affected me. It was the sauna. It was that lifestyle. It was the ability, no matter what you were doing in the day, you know, on scaffolding, up on a roof, you know, rain, working your butt off, just to know there was a hot sauna awaiting for us with a beautiful boat ride to boot.
Yeah.
Was just, it just got into my bones, literally.
Did they do this every day?
Yeah, this was a daily thing.
Wow.
We would maybe miss a day or two for whatever reason, but this was our routine. You know, we would work into the evening, and then we would sauna into the late part of the night and have this beautiful twilight boat trip back to our work, the other island where we were staying and working at the cabin.
Wow. That is a great story. And that you never forgot that. That's kind of what you brought back from that trip.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Well, there was another component to sauna as part of this trip when we were hitchhiking before we hooked up with these guys. We were hitchhiking through, and we happened to fall into an area that was just teeming with mosquitoes, and it was wet, and every little exposed area on my body was full of mosquitoes, and we got so this middle-aged woman and her husband, he was a dentist in this little town. They took pity on us, and they brought us into their home, and in this little village above the dental office was an apartment, a vacant apartment where it must have been for guests or whatever, and there was a small electric stove sauna, two-person sauna, and that was really like I had had a minor exposure to sauna in America, but this was my first exposure to a real sauna in Scandinavia. And I'm telling you, to get in there, like my buddy, American buddy John, he was laying out all his wet clothes, and I just hopped in the sauna, and she said, "Oh, here's a couple bathrobes and towels for you, and enjoy the sauna." And as soon as I got in there, I just was so relieved. And you know, after a couple sauna rounds there, I looked down and all my mosquito bites were kind of gone, and I wasn't itching anymore, and I felt warm. So
wow,
that was another great experience of sauna for me.
And this got into your blood. So then you came back, you know, at what point did you start, into this thing? And I love that you have some great pictures at saunatimes.com and pictures of these. And I want to ask you also somewhere in there, you know, why do they call it sauna as opposed to, we all say sauna.
Yeah.
But aside from that, sure. you kind of started, but you aren't just building you're actually looking to create this authentic sauna experience.
Yeah, right. So I came back to America, and sauna was fairly, you know, I grew up in upstate New York, and sauna meant nothing there.
Really?
So, but it was the topography that drew me to Minnesota, the nature. as much as sauna. It was this desire. You know, I'd squirreled away some cash. I moved to Minnesota. It was 1988, and I had a very inexpensive apartment right in Minneapolis, first thing I did. And then the second thing I did, I started looking at lakes. Like, I wanted to buy land on a lake. And I figured that's how Europeans live, and especially up in Scandinavia and stuff, is they live in the city in a fairly, you know, most people, whether it's in Paris or it could be Copenhagen, Stockholm, Helsinki, whatever, they're going to live in an apartment predominantly because it's quite expensive, but they're close to public transport, they're close to restaurants, cafes, you know, concert halls and all that jazz. And then they just hop on the public transport and, you know, they go off to their little village or their island properties and whatever. And that's
sounds like Minnesota with the light rail and everything.
Well, I always joke that, you know, we got to get this light rail up to, we got to get the train up to Duluth and then, you know, a feeder train up to Virginia and Tower where my cabin is. And then I'll be like in Europe, you know, but we love driving in America. But I figured this is the life I wanted to live. You know, I wanted to live urban and I wanted to live with nature. And huge component of that is sauna. And so it was a wonderful summer. I actually met my girlfriend, who since became my wife of close to 30 years now, like the first week I moved to Minnesota, which is bizarre because it was the last thing I wanted was a steady girlfriend. I was more like, look, you know, wanted to be random and look at nature and lakes. And she's a big nature lake person as well. And so there I was with her, Julia. She drove a Volvo at the time. Her last name was Johnson.
So going with the flow.
Yeah,
you know, often results in the right thing, right?
Yeah. But you asked about the pronunciation. You know, in northern Minnesota, where there's a lot of Finlanders, you know, by heritage, they're very proud of the word sauna, S-A-U-N-A, and it's pronounced so, like S-O-W, sauna, sauna, you know, so it's an elongated vowel on the front end, sauna, you know, and I don't know, you know, Finns are very tolerant people, but they get really worked up when you say sauna.
Sorry, any Finnish listeners, I'm very sorry about that. But yeah, I think this is really important to get because I think when you talk about the authentic sauna experience, the pronunciation is really important. And
yeah, you know
that's part of it.
It cuts both ways though, Bob. It cuts both ways because when, you know, if I'm out like talking to people in California or whatever, and I say sauna, you know, there's a pullback where there's a potential, they're thinking I'm trying to be a little pretentious or something,
right.
but I'm not, you know, I'm just more of a chameleon. And it sounds kind of funny, but I really like when people say sauna. Sauna is an Americanization of it. I'm not offended by it at all. It's just, to me, an example of the ubiquity, the more it's becoming a bigger deal. So I roll with it.
I have a good friend named Jill, and Jill has been on the podcast. She's a musician, and they have a lake place literally on the shore of the lake between the United States and Canada. You can look across to see Canada. Cold as hell up there. I went up there in June, and I was like, why would anyone? Yeah. I'm a tropics guy, right?
Right on.
So she is absolutely insistent on calling it a sauna and not a sauna. So you're not alone.
Right on.
Well, Glenn, I'm sure people who have injuries, if they're minor injuries, can spend time in the sauna and feel better, and get back to normal. But if you're seriously injured at work or play, what do you do? Do you handle the insurance and workers' comp claims by yourself? Well, if you do, you're going to find out that you're dealing with just a thicket of paperwork, and you're not sure what you're doing and whether you're doing the right thing. So it might be a good idea to have somebody like John D. Scott of Hoffman, Hamer & Associates on file to get you help if you're injured, especially at work. John is a great personal injury lawyer. Here's his number, 952-683-1351. I would set it aside because you never know when you're going to need it, because an accident usually comes without any warning, especially when you're having fun and not thinking about a catastrophe, or when you're working and concentrating on work. Now, you've heard me talk about John D. Scott, personal injury attorney, here on the podcast many times. Often I will give you examples. Mainly, here's the thing. John helps coordinate workers' comp, auto insurance, other insurance claims and so forth for clients so that they can get the help they need to get back to work. Because these injuries, as I said, happen unexpectedly, and sometimes they are serious, and you need a good personal attorney, a personal injury attorney to address it. 952-683-1351, or click on the banner at the top of the page at the BobDavisPodcast.com. John D. Scott, personal injury attorney, Hoffman Hamer and Associates. 952-683-1351. Okay, so let's talk about what you do now. You have this blog, Sauna Times, or Sauna Times, and you also build these for people. Let's talk about what you do and why it's unique. And this isn't an advertisement. Glenn hasn't paid for this. I mean, I think this is a really interesting lifestyle thing, because what you're trying to do is bring this experience to people. If you have, as you said, if you have 100 feet maybe in your backyard, you can create this. And my friend Tony, you basically took a temporary building and made a sauna out of it.
Yeah, right on, right on. So yeah, so you know, it all started organically and naturally. You know, I'll just digress a little bit.
That's okay. This is,
yeah, man, it's not my full time gig. I mean, I work for a major food company. I have a pretty demanding job, but I realized, you know, the biggest food company in the world is my employer, and I love the food industry. It was something that I felt I was, you know, a calling toward. You know, like when I was living in London, I built a hot dog stand. I worked for Mrs. Fields Cookies back in the day, and I love food. I love the food industry. I find it really dynamic, and that. So, you know, I've been with Nestle, the food company, for 20 years, and they've been a great employer, you know, for me and my family, and nothing bad to say about that. But we are a big company, and I am a creative person. And early on in my career, I had all these ideas. You know, my sleeves were rolled up, and I realized in hindsight I must have been driving my boss a bit crazy.
Because, we all do.
yeah. But he was pretty cool about it. You know, I came to the table with some ideas. I mean, this is like way early on when Keurig was just getting started as a single cup coffee solution. I'm like, man, we got to put our stuff in these K cups. And, you know, and he goes, oh, go talk to marketing. And, you know, I roll this email up the channel, and marketing comes back and they say, well, what's a K cup? You know, and I'm like, oh gosh, you know, but anyway, I really tried hard to bring innovation forward within the world of Nestle. But what I realize is, you know, Nestle wants good foot soldiers that march and not creative people.
Most big companies do. They just want to get the work done.
Get the work done. And so I took a deep breath and said, all right, I'm going to stop driving my boss crazy. I'm going to be the best corporate foot soldier I can be. And it was such a blessing in disguise, because I looked around at what the things I enjoy and what I want to do. And it was about 2007, around then, I said, well, I'm going to start a website about saunas. And it was not anything that was ever done. It wasn't with any intent to monetize, or it was just about to...
self-expression. Write. And it was something that you were interested in.
Yeah. You know, write these posts as if they were to be read by one person, yourself. And that's what I started doing. And I built a tribe. I mean, it was all very natural and organic. And then I started getting some requests to, hey, can you build a sauna? Yeah, I can build a sauna. I built two myself. So it was all a very natural thing. And I built a sauna for a guy who's since become one of my best buddies, but oddly enough, on the shores of Lake Superior, just 5 miles south of Two Harbors. And it was a really surreal sauna build for me, because I was the only one up there. It was in October, and it was a magical October in Minnesota about 5 years ago. Sunny, calm, just breathtakingly gorgeous. And I would wake up in the morning, and I would, you know, start the sauna build process. And I was just compelled on an iPhone to document it. It was very zen for me. I would do some work, and I would take a photo of that work without any intent to do anything about it, except a voice in my head that said, this is a good build to document. And as I got into it, like then it was such a cool thing. Like around 4 o'clock or so, I would knock off work, crack a beer. My good buddy, Matt Duby, is an architect and fellow builder friend. He always, he impressed upon me this idea where toward the end of your workday, crack a beer and then clean up as you go, and take process to, you know, take thought to what you did, you know. And I would do that. And then I would go up to the cabin, to the house, and I would write down and document. And that became the foundation for my book, my ebook, Sauna Build from Start to Finish. And I love the book.
I love the whole thing about taking the time to look back at what you did and process it. I think that's so important, especially if you're doing any kind of creative work and building. People don't realize, you know, they think of contracting as you know, the trades. They think of building as a trade, but they don't realize there's a huge creative element to it.
Huge. And sauna building, I mean, riffing on that, sauna building is a very creative opportunity, because generally we build these saunas in our backyards or separate from our primary living area, and they can be they can expand to the time that we have available, both micro in terms of how much time you have in a day, and then macro is like, you know, how long it's going to take from start to finish. And that's a kind of why I named the book that. You know, finish is a double entendre. It's written as finish as double N. You know, and the journey is never really over. Like, and I really encourage people when they invest in the ebook and is to keep a journal, keep a log, and enjoy the process of the build, because it's been such a double win for so many people, and that it's helped them, it's empowered them, it's created great relationships.
And saying you can build a sauna from almost anything. You know, you don't need to. You can use a basic structure or one of these backyard buildings or whatever. So very quickly, we touched a little bit on the health benefits, and I know you go much deeper than that. You know, you have an interview on the blog with the guy who, you know, climbed what was it, K2 with just shorts on, and you talk a lot about the benefits, psychological and health benefits of this process. Let's talk about that, and we'll kind of end with that, because it's going to take you a while. Let's talk about why this is a good thing for anybody, especially with the weather we just went through this year with 32 below and so forth.
So health benefits of sauna can fall under two camps, kind of like railroad tracks. I mean, you know, the one track is this whole, you know, clinical studies, the whole formal thing, and I'll leave that track alone, because there's enough information out there, and it's actually been kind of fun and interesting to watch how the major media has picked up on the reported health benefits of sauna. And I will say, along that track, the formal track, the clinical track, I'm really excited, because I'm going to Finland next month, and I am going to be sitting on the sauna bench with my podcast, Sauna Talk, with Dr. Jari Laukkanen. And Dr. Laukkanen he's a cardiologist, and he is the founder and producer of the 25-year-old study on health benefits of sauna, cardiovascular benefits, how it reduces the risk of Alzheimer's and stroke and all that. And that is like the pinnacle study that has been picked up through.
What does it do? How does it reduce Alzheimer's? And, you know, how does it work? Why does it do that?
In the study, it talks about the blood circulation as one of the main things. And this whole thing about thermogenesis, where the heat and the cold, you know, opens up your blood vessels and dilation. It has been proven to, sauna has been proven to reduce, you know, blood pressure. And I'm a poster child of that. And that's the second track that I can speak much more clearly about with regard to health benefits. And that's just my experience. You know, I don't need a study to tell me that I'm living a healthy life, because I feel it and I know it. And that's what I like to promote. I like to share that. It's like every sauna build that happens, I have a sauna in my backyard and I have a sauna at my cabin. It's like I have two candles that are lit, and I have a friend who just finished his sauna, and I feel like I've taken my candle and helped light his own candle. And we have more and more of these candles being lit all over our country in America. And I think this is how we can start to live more healthy lives, is by sharing what we know to be true, that sauna is good for us. And that's what I can speak much more strongly toward than clinical studies.
Go ahead. I think that's the essence of this. That's why I wanted to talk to you.
Right on. So, you know, like just knowing my sauna is available to me is a health benefit. You know, if I'm having a little bit of a stressful day, or I'll give it to you like this. I look out the window. I mean, you're right. We've been through one heck of an intense winter, and I've loved every day of it. I have the virtue of not having to drive, you know, 45 minutes to work or whatever. I can look out my window, which I'll do right now, and I see the chimney stack of my sauna. So that to me is a health benefit right there. Knowing that I'm 15 steps away from my own authentic wood-burning Finnish sauna is a health benefit. Just the knowledge that it's there. Yeah. But on a winter's day, Bob, when I look out and I see that snow starting to come down, I plan my day from stepping into my sauna and sitting on the bench backwards. And that's allowed me to be a good corporate foot soldier because I say, okay, I got to get my work done. What do I need to do? I plan my day. I go outside. I fire up the sauna. I'll lace up the cross-country skis. And right from my backyard, I'll go ski. And I live right in Minneapolis, you know, and get a healthy, fresh air exercise, stop back in, throw a log on the fire, pull the coals forward, get some tunes going, and I just feel great, physically, mentally, spiritually.
And you know all those other things are going on that are in evidence from the studies. So you know that there's that. You know, I do yoga, and we were talking, and I did a podcast about it actually, was that during the really cold period, people really struggle with understanding that you can go to a hot room where, you know, if you do hot yoga, the lowest temperature is 86, the highest is 105 with about 40% humidity. Mm-hmm. You can go from 32 below into a hot room, but your body doesn't know yet that, you know, mm-hmm. so then you start exercising. And at one point during the end of that really cold period where we had 27 below, 30 below, 4 below, to the point where, which I always think is neat in Minnesota, where, you know, 5 degrees feels warm. You're like, oh, it feels warm. And it's like, no, it's minus 5 right now. 5 degrees feels, you know, we had a high of 5, it feels great. But your body feels like, you know, your muscles feel like liquid concrete because it takes you a long time to adjust to that. And it wears you down. I mean, that cold wears you down. The thing about the sauna is, you know, it's kind of an antidote because you're really dealing with temperatures of 140 degrees plus. Obviously, it's not as humid unless you want to put the water on the rocks, the fire, whatever it is. But then you actually go outside in the snow and the cold and then come back into the sauna. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you had referenced earlier Wim Hof, and
Wim Hof. That's the guy.
Yeah, fortunate enough to have Wim on my podcast, Sauna Talk, and you know, Wim's all about cold water. You know, cold is a way to control the autonomic nervous system, and through his ability to withstand cold for long periods of time, it's basically retraining his brain, and it's been proven through clinical studies where they've injected him with a flu virus, and he's been able to beat back that virus and not have the virus control his body or you know, the side effects. And they all thought he was a freak of nature and stuff. So he said, no, I'll prove this to you. So he took a control group of people that and within a few days taught all these people his breathing exercises, deep breathing exercises, as well as cold water conditioning. And they too were able to beat back the onset of flu through this virus injection. So anyhow, as it relates to sauna, the whole gig is, it's like, it's not, when we talk about sauna, we're not just speaking about a hot room, a cedar-lined room heated by a stove with rocks on that you throw water. Sure, that is a sauna room, but the sauna experience is much deeper than that, where, you know, we're in that hot room for 10, 15 minutes. And then when we know our body is hot and, you know, we've reached that serving temperature, we go outside in nature and we jump into a cold lake or we, you know, use a cold shower or a cold plunge or do a snow angel with fresh snow. And so that's what we're doing. We're conditioning our body. We're reprogramming. And he's like much more schooled in this than I am, but it makes sense when you think about us as a human species. And for 10,000 years, you know, we've been living in harsh situations, harsh living. But just in the last 100 years, we become really wimpy.
Yes.
You know, live in only a very narrow range of temperature.
Yes.
So we become quite soft. And sauna breaks that down very intensely. And I love it. I just love it.
Well, it's very interesting because, you know, I encounter people that say, you know, hey, a certain yoga class is too hard. And I always say, well, if it's too hard, you're out of shape. You know, I mean, if it's too hard, you don't have to do everything, but just don't don't expect them to adjust the class to your level of competence. If it's too hard for you, then just keep coming back until you develop a level of competence. And you're right. We get so used to having things the way we want them. When they're not, people get really upset, and they're not. They don't go through the experience to reach the experience, the really blissful experience that you can have through a moving meditation. And I think what you're talking about is a similar thing, where there's a beauty to it, and there's an internal process to it, in addition to the very real process of alternating between the hot and, let's say, the, I don't want to say extreme cold, but you know what I mean, the cold versus the warm, and the level of immunity. So do you get sick during, have you had the flu this year?
No.
Neither have I. Well, I did. I was down for a couple of days, but nothing friend.
Hey, listen, I got a story for you about, though. I don't get sick. I really don't. I'm very blessed with good health, and I would probably say it's because I sauna. You know, I'm very strong. You're very strong within my own health. I get tired sometimes. You know, I'll have to take a nap once in a while and all that.
Love but naps.
I do have a funny story for you. I did have a little cold about 2 weeks ago, and I do attribute it to sauna. And I have to tell you, I was out of my game. I was out of my league. And it worked like this. I was over at a buddy's place, and his sauna does not have a cool down room, right? So you go from the hot room right to the outside. And I was caught off guard because I got in the hot room. It was at the end of the sauna cycle, and the sauna was too cool. It was only like 140 degrees, and this was like round four now for me. So typically I'd be done at round three, do a clean rinse, kind of get dressed while my body core still
in the cool down room.
Yeah, so typically let me just tell you really quickly.
Yeah.
Three sauna rounds seem to make a lot of sense for me and for many people. I was very kind of warm to learn that the Finns often will do three cycles, hot, cold, hot, cold, hot, cold. And then you go hot and then you go cold, say a cold plunge. But then when you come out, your body wants to equalize. So you hang out in this cool room or changing room or whatever you want to call it. And that's where you can relax, conversation, have a beer, maybe do a little stretching, whatever works. But you want to get your body back to equalization before you go back in the hot room. And so anyway, I was caught off guard because I didn't get as good of a cool down on my final round. And I was a little bit clammy. And by golly, I caught a little cold doing that. So interesting story about that.
Well, I think what's great about that is, in terms of content, is I would never have known that you need to build your sauna with a cool down room.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
And the pictures I've seen, they're beautiful rooms. You know, I mean, the wood and everything, the cedar and all that is really cool. And you've got great suggestions for how to get cedar at a reasonable cost and so forth. But if I built one, I would just build this thing. You know, I wouldn't know that you had to have a cool down room. You know,
critical. And you know, in California, where they have barrel saunas, quite popular and all that, you know, in a climate like where it doesn't get too cold, like, you can get away without a cool down room. Not in our climate, not in Scandinavia, not in Minnesota, not in Canada, most all parts of Canada. It's very important to have a space where you're not getting cold too fast. Then you end up, because the problem is your limbs are freezing, but your body core is still hot. Then you go back in the hot room.
And you heat up some more.
Yeah, you heat up too quick, and you end up jackrabbiting your rounds, or you're too hot, too cold, too hot, too cold. And that type of cycling is not good, not good. You want a real nice gradual cool down back to neutral.
Okay, so how do we find all your stuff? Let's talk about saunatimes.com, et cetera.
Sure. Yeah, that's the website I founded. We get a lot of visitors on saunatimes.com. You will see the availability for $20. Be happy to send you my ebook, Sauna Build from Start to Finish. You'll see a couple of links to some products that I've invented and am inventing. Nice Mug, which is an ice glass. You get a mold and you can make an ice glass.
Oh yeah.
Out of ice, you know.
Really? Cool. That's nice. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah, and we use nice mugs in the hot room. They can, you know, one of the problems for those that really like a beer is that you know, your lip will get really hot with the top of a beer bottle or a beer can. So anyway, nice mugs are wonderful. They're an accentuation of nature, and they were made invented through sauna with these jugs of water we dump overhead. They froze outside, and in the middle it was still water. So anyway, we created that mold. And so that's a nice mug. I'm working on Troxers. We're doing a Kickstarter campaign in June. So Troxers are a combination boxer short and swim trunk. Because we have many saunas now in Minneapolis. The 612 Sauna Society. I was the lead builder on that sauna. I'm on the board. That's outside of the Trailhead Theater Worth Park, Minneapolis, yeah. Minnesota. And so the whole gig is, it's like you see a sauna or you see a waterfall or a lake and you're walking in your street clothes. Well, nothing's going to stop us now from just dropping our pants and taking our shirt off and jumping in the lake.
That's a great one. So, and the podcast is there at saunatimes.com.
Right on. Link to Sauna Talk. Yeah.
Great stuff. Love talking to you. Glenn Auerbach, great to talk to you.
And to you.
Well, thanks, Glenn, for joining me here on the podcast at the Bob Davis Podcast. Thanks for listening to the Bob Davis Podcasts on iTunes. Also, I recommend Spotify for Android devices. TuneIn, blogtalkradio.com. Google Play is also great for Android devices. Stitcher.com. And right off the page at thebobdavispodcast.com, where you can listen to streaming or you can select individual podcasts and hit play and listen to them. Thanks for liking, sharing, and favoriting. But really, sharing is important for me, especially on Facebook and retweets on Twitter. And I do appreciate the donations for Mobile Podcast Command, the 2000 Super Duty ambulance, which is designed to travel all over the country and do some podcasts. And we are working on getting out again and really need the donations and sponsorships for the BobDavisPodcast.com Mobile Podcast Command. By the way, if you're interested in sponsoring the truck on these trips, that's something we can talk about. Just send me, contact me through the page at thebobdavispodcast.com. I'm heading for the sauna or sauna. Thanks, Glenn, for joining me. And thanks for listening to podcast 817, The Bob Davis Podcasts.